And welcome to our pre-show here for the, whatever it is, man, the 30th. Today is a Wednesday, the 30th of December for 2020. And, excuse me. So, halfway through our trip here in Florida, we had a blast today. Jackie and I actually, not so much had a blast. We just went to an interesting place. We go on nature walks now. This kind of gives you an idea as to how old I'm getting. Not Jackie, me. I'll say, where's a great place we can walk? And she'll say, okay, how about the Ann Cobb Nature Center, I think is what it is, over here in Hollywood, Florida. And it was interesting because, first of all, the far more important piece of news, we were looking to do some lunch, and we mask up. And by the way, we had some snide remarks concerning some photographs that I posted of myself, Stassi, Ryan, and Jackie. And the fact is, the four of us were together maskless because we'd all been tested and were COVID-free. And that's why we're together over the holiday weekend. And I saw some, as I mentioned, some snide cracks. Nothing too serious, but we're being very, very responsible. Who knows? You could be as responsible as you goddamn possibly can be. And your ass is still up to your ass in COVID, man. So who knows? But anyway, I wanted to make this note about traveling. We were going to get some lunch, and we wanted outdoor dining, which they do have here in Florida. So we have availed ourselves of that. Wearing a mask all the way and doing all the shit that we, feel we should do. But we did go and we sat outdoors at a restaurant called Latitudes in Hollywood, Hollywood Beach, Florida, at the Marriott. But before that, as I scanned the options, I saw Le Tub in Hollywood Beach. Le Tub, or Hollywood, whatever the hell, has been there for at least 25 years, because I used to go there when I lived on Hollywood Beach, or just above Hallandale, and my apartment was there, and somehow I discovered this place, and it is exactly the same damn place that it used to be, with one glaring exception. The place is fucking packed now. So it's interesting. That's the second time that's happened to me. The first time, when I went back to Atlanta, and I went to the Churchill Arms, which I'd gone to the Churchill Arms in 92 when I was in Atlanta at WSB. And it was a fun, folksy joint. Good drinks, friendly people, this and that, used to go in and just and hang there after I got off the air at WSB. So I got off the air at SB some nights, I forget when, maybe 10 o'clock. And I would go up to Churchill Arms in Buckhead and have myself a few pops and hang with the air traffic controllers from Hartsfield. That's where these guys love to go, and some of them anyway used to go there and drink. I go back there in 2000, maybe 2002, I forget when, and it was turned into some fucking disco ball place, man. It was like completely unrecognizable, forget it. So that was kind of sad to see that. So now, Le Tub. That was 1994-95 when I would go to Le Tub in at Hollywood Beach. This really funky joint that was constructed with crap that the dude found out in the ocean. And he called it Le Tub because a lot of the stuff found in the ocean were tubs, toilets, toilet seats, old pieces of plumbing, old pieces of lumber, and so on and so forth. And you saw actual planters, for instance, with that were made from toilets. And it's there was outdoor dining, I think, at Le Tub, and a couple of pool tables that I remember shooting some pool on. In fact, I went up there a couple times with Alan Isenson, who was a former producer in L.A., and Alan became a program director, I think, in Miami or Orlando. But I saw Alan in Miami, and then, a couple times with people, so we go back there today. I say, look at this Le Tub. Oh, we got to go. We got to see it. Forget it. The fucking parking lot is packed. There's a line waiting to get into the joint. There's a dude there doing valet parking. We turned in. We saw. We turned around. We left. So you know how it is. I mean, you don't expect the world to stay the same. You don't expect life to freeze in that, those marvelous moments that we all enjoy. Life moves on. And for me, it certainly has for a lot of these favorite places, you know. And then there's places that you keep going back to and they don't seem to change. Although right now I can't think of which ones those are. However, you know, I've moved around so much. That's the problem. And I mean, in Minneapolis, oh my God, there was the Dixies. There was a place in St. Paul up on whatever that main drag in St. Paul called Dixies. I bet you that place is long fucking closed or changed hands or whatever. So, and there was a couple of places in Lower Town in St. Paul, which is where I lived. And I'd go across the river to, as you all have heard me babble many times, go across the river to Minneapolis to work at CCO. But anyway, that was, so Jackie and I, you know, saw that and said, okay, well, time marches on. And off we went to the Marriott and had a really, really good lunch. I had the Scottish salmon with polenta, and Jackie had jerk chicken. Both of them phenomenal. She had an iced tea. I had a water. That was it for me. And there we were, sort of, you know, looking around at the turistas, and we had a very, very cool waitress. The place was kind of cold, man, because there was a lot of wind coming off the beach. But this waitress, I said to her, "Where do you think we're from?" She goes, "Here," meaning Florida. And I took that as a compliment, because I the last thing I wanted to look like was a tourist. I guess I look redneck enough to be from Florida. I'm kidding. Anyway, that was our adventure today. Now we've come home. We did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I took Kirby out for a walk. He's sitting here right now, staring up at me like I'm like, you know, what's your story? I may actually feature a picture of Kirby for today's, you know, image that we use to accompany each and every podcast. And we're about to watch some kind of a movie. I don't know what, man. So things are good. The weather here is really cool. It's going to be 80 tomorrow. It's been windy. That's the only complaint I have. But and Cobb Nature Center and this other place we went to yesterday. I mean, that's the kind of guy that I've turned into. You know, I go to, like, let's go on a nature walk, and you know, as we sit here under the flight path to Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. This is Phil Hendry. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.